Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. Today is Friday, March 8th, 2024. And Jonathan, what's going on?
What's happening, J Money?
Jonathan, welcome. I am so glad that you're here. Nick is out of pocket for the next 2 weeks, so rather than me sitting here talking to myself, I asked my boy Jonathan, who many of you know through the chamber, to join me on the podcast and help me out. So thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You ready to do this?
Let's get rolling.
All right. So listeners of the podcast know the impact of the family sports park on our community. A few times a year on the podcast, we cover some of the economic impact data that comes out of the city. So we know, let's say, for example, in a single weekend, sometimes there are between 8 and 10,000 people spending time at the sports park. And then over a 2-month period, we know visitors can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars at local businesses because, you know, their kids are playing in the tournaments at the sports park. But today, we want to share some of the updates happening at other parks around the community. If you've driven by the community park, which is in the downtown district across from Dairy Queen on Highway 50, you've noticed that the sidewalk has been dug up. That's because they're installing a 10-foot-wide shared-use trail. Last fall, the city received a nearly $225,000 grant for a connector trail in the community park. This project consists of a nearly 1-mile loop and the construction of 3 new entryways. Now, Jonathan, communities are starting to install more of what are called shared-use paths. Whew, say that 3 times. So rather than standard sidewalks, which were built for walking, as the name implies, these shared-use paths are wider and they are intended to handle a lot more pedestrian traffic. So they're safer for like runners and strollers and then people out on walks. The community park is one of the premier destinations for residents to visit. And now with the All Abilities Playground that opened a few months ago and then having this wider, more accessible trail, I think this is a great enhancement for the park.
Another update we know is that there is outdoor fitness equipment being installed sometime in the next few weeks at the sports park.
That's right.
This is mostly static outdoor structures that are used for bodyweight exercises. So think of like a pull-up bar, push-up bars.
Yeah, the type of things I don't use.
Absolutely.
I like how you didn't hesitate in calling me out on that.
I know you. It's okay.
You know me well.
And right now, there are a number of outdoor spaces that you can go to get in some good cardio. But if it's a beautiful day, and you want to spend some time outside, but you're more of a weightlifter, CrossFitter, I'm a weightlifter myself, you're a bit limited in where you can go to get that type of workout that you
right.
want. And once this is installed, you can get into weightlifting and all those type of interactive exercises mm-hmm. while you're outside.
I'll let you do that.
And I would love to.
That'll be something you enjoy. And then you may recall a few episodes ago, we talked about several of the plans that the city has.
Yep.
So the master plan, strategic plan, the parks plan. There is one more plan to add to this list. The city currently has a bike master plan underway, and they are seeking input from the community about what residents would like. The goal of the plan is to connect the community. So try to imagine bike paths that are linking key locations throughout O'Fallon. So like the parks, the schools, business districts, all connected together. There is an active survey where they are curious about which specific areas of town are most important to residents to have better connectivity, and we're going to link to that survey in the show notes.
And I have actually taken that survey. It's short, it's simple, and it's very important to provide your feedback, especially if you like to do anything outside and you like to ride bikes.
Absolutely. And finally, aside from the random snowstorm that hit us a few weeks ago, things have been unseasonably warm, which has been nice. So this has people staying outdoors later into the day and into the evening. And in response to this, the city adjusted the court lights at the community park and at Hesse Park. So last month, the lights stayed on until 8:30 p.m. And starting a few days ago, the lighting schedule shifted again. So now the lights stay on until 10 p.m. So the basketball, pickleball, tennis ball players, they have more light to play later into the evening. And
fun fact, as Nick would say,
I received pickleball gear for Christmas, and ooh. I cannot wait to pair up with people who know how to play and learn from them.
That's the thing.
I've heard it is completely addicting.
Yes.
And I'm ready to go.
Nice. Speaking of pickleball, there's another court going in at Hesse Park, right?
That's right. It has been approved, and the plan is to relocate the existing basketball court so that the new pickleball court can be put in next to the current pickleball court.
Nice.
Bids for this work will be going out soon, and when that's all decided, the work can be done, so hopefully we'll see more pickleball courts in the future.
Love it.
And then one more thing I want to mention. O'Fallon Parks and Rec is hosting their daytime summer camps again this summer. Registration for those is open now. It's actually been open since January, and Jonathan, I had intended to mention this because the camps fill up quickly, but I'm going to be real honest, it just fell off my radar.
Took an L, but it happens. Okay. We're making that a W.
Took an L. That's true, I did. I'll take it. So several weeks of the camp, unfortunately, for people who want to get in, those are already full, but there are still some spots available in other weeks. So if you have kids in the family that need a fun, safe place to kick it this summer while school's out, consider signing them up for Camp Through the City. Something else you'll want to keep on your radar is that swim lesson registrations through the city are opening up on April 1st, and this is another activity that tends to fill quickly. So they will have individual, group, and parent-taught swim lessons that will be open for the summer, and we're going to link to all of that in the show notes.
Awesome. And so there you have it. Some updates on enhancements coming to various parks. Sounds like there's a little something for everyone.
Absolutely.
And before we get into the calendar, let's hear from this week's podcast partner, SSM Healthcare.
You may know the SSM Health Medical Group in O'Fallon provides excellent care for children, but did you know they offer primary care for adults too? With the addition of internal medicine physician Joanna Janice Kaminsky and nurse practitioner Keisha Young, the SSM Health Practice on Pierce Boulevard now treats the entire family. You'll feel better with a provider you know and one that knows you. Get to know the team at SSM Health. Visit ssmhealth.com/familyil to schedule an appointment.
So Jessica, what's on the calendar?
Today is Friday, March 8th. We are not tracking anything for the weekend. As a reminder, there's no micro market at Vine Street this weekend. The micro markets are every other Saturday, so the next one is Saturday, March 16th. But this coming Thursday, March 14th, is the next Pub Table Historian at Gears inside of Bike Surgeon. Those start at 6 p.m. And then next Sunday, March 17th, is the third annual St. Patrick's Day Grub Crawl. Make your way through the downtown district enjoying $5 Irish dishes and specialty drinks. Mm-hmm. If you have not yet seen Boarding House Bistro's Pot of Gold drink that they're offering, you need to check that out. Speaking of Boarding House, they had a specialty drink, Jonathan, for the recent Polar Pub Crawl in support of Special Olympics, and they knocked it out of the park with their Polar Bear Martini. It was delicious.
I'm not a martini guy, but I'd probably have that.
It was delicious. Fun fact, the Polar Pub Crawl, it was a first-time event. It had over 200 people participate, and during the five-hour event, they raised nearly $11,000.
That's outrageous and amazing.
They are doing an awesome job. And finally, we are 23 days away from Easter, and if you are hosting others, consider ordering a chef-prepared catered dinner from the Regency. Choose from glazed spiral ham, roast beef sirloin, or southern fried chicken plus three sides, and it is enough to easily feed 10 to 12 people. Those orders are being accepted through March 25th, and we're going to link to that in the show notes. And that's your snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh.
To quote my boy SpongeBob, all right, I'm going to head out.
Sounds good.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.